Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Mannarino, Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. You know what? I'm in a great mood this morning, and I hope you are too, honestly. There's so much going on, and it's, you know what? Despite everything that we're seeing here, this is a really great time to be alive, honestly. And I want all of you out here to, really, when you wake up every day, embrace that day and look for opportunity, not just from a financial standpoint, people, but just an opportunity to make a positive difference in this world. I can't stress that enough. All right, look, let's put that aside here. So this is my pre-market report, Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Let's talk about a few things that are going on here. First of all, and I want to cover this, but just bear with me a moment. What President Trump just said, in my view, is a game changer. So just hold that thought. But let's look at this market. Let's look at what has gone on here. All right. For weeks, me, my lions out here, all of you have been anticipating, waiting for a pullback in this market. We haven't had one in a really long time. I mean, this is, again, a chart of the S&P 500. We put on 25%. Even with yesterday's continued sell-off from Friday, this is where we're at, people. And people are running around. They don't know what's going on here. It's over. It's crashing. It's this. It's that. It's just so far from reality. In no way are we crashing. This has been an opportunity that you and I have been waiting for. This is what we have been waiting for. It was interesting how they played out the Nikkei yesterday, the Japanese. Oh, it crashed. They were actually calling it a crash. Meanwhile, it just rebounded 10%. And let me say something else just real quick. The shorts are getting melted. Hold that thought, because we need to talk about that too moving forward. Anyway, look, this market is not crashing. What we're witnessing here is a rebalancing, and it's obviously affecting the carry trade. You know what the carry trade is. I covered it yesterday in my post-market wrap-up at length. Please, if you're not familiar with the carry trade, yen carry trade, or carry trades in general, watch that video, okay? I don't want to cover it again. I hate redoing things like that. Anyway, look, so with regard to everything that we're seeing, we understand, you and I, what's happening here is too easy and it's too stupid. Central banks, they're buying it all. They're buying it all. And this, I'm talking about the debt market. They're buying all the debt. They're creating cash out of nothing, and they're in the market buying all the debt. And what this is doing is creating a rebalancing of how the markets are pricing in what the market believes is going to happen moving forward. Again, the market is a forward pricing entity. It doesn't live in the moment. It kind of lives in the future. You understand? Okay, I hope you do. Now, with that, again, understanding that we are now pretty much right in the heart of seasonal volatility. And again, geopolitics is playing into this. These extreme moves in the market. You and I called this before it happened, okay? And even when we do that, we get called out for being wrong. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. It's too sad that people are so, I don't know if you want to call it indoctrinated or blind or whatever it might be. Here, we have this thing that we've created here, which is nothing but opportunity. It tells people, you and I, first of all, you and I have been ahead of the curve light years, for years and years and years. All right, and we're taking advantage of everything that comes our way. The system is designed to destroy us, period. We know that. The system is designed to make the 1 in 2% is richer than everybody else, and of course at the cost of everybody else, the middle class becoming extinct. And we, you and me, okay, we've been mimicking what the 1 in 2%ers are doing right now, and it has paid off dividends, literally. If you're in with me in the GEPI, GEPQ here, looking for opportunities to add to asset classes that are massively undervalued, And again, yesterday I took the opportunity to add aggressively to my JEPQ position. I already have what I believe is a substantial enough position in JEPI. Will I add to it? Absolutely, I will. But I'm building up my JEPQ, as all of you know. I've been telling, look, and I'm an open book. Greg Mannarino is an open book. He tells everyone what he's doing. And I'm not suggesting you do it, okay? Because I don't want to get myself in trouble. Two times, twice. Some beautiful people out here reported me to the SEC, and I got investigated. You all know that. And two times they came out, I came out, you know, smelling like a rose here. I turned all the information over to the SEC that they asked for. And it was all good, okay? So thank you to those of you that feel it's your responsibility to report Greg Mannarino to the SEC, and this is why I do not put out specific stock picks anymore. Remember I did that? Remember I did that for the longest time? They weren't all winners, but for the most part, I would say a good 70% of them were winners, and that's more than you need to rip the face off of this market. But because of that, I don't do it anymore. So we have changed the way we attack this market and everything associated with it, people. So look, I am not in the business. Greg Mannarino is not in the business of calling market tops or bottoms. And anyone who is in that business, you're going to need a lot of luck here. Ignore what you're hearing about bottoms or tops or anything else, okay? 99% out of 100, you're going to lose if you play that game. It's just not a smart game to play. So we don't play that game. We look for opportunities that are glaring us in the face, people, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. So again, just to recap, what we've witnessed over the last 2 days, Friday, sell-off in the market, followed through yesterday, and I'm not calling the bottom. I'm not saying it's over here. It may still go on here. But this is nothing but a rebalancing with regard to central banks buying all the debt here. We've seen people, this is historic, what we've witnessed here in the debt market, especially here in the United States, a cratering of the 10-year yield, the whole entire yield curve dropping down. This obviously has affected other assets, including the carry trade. Okay, so don't get all rattled about this stuff, okay? For those of you that are involved in the carry trade, or specifically the yen carry trade, it's not going to be as easy for you to create arbitrage with the currency rates between one another. It's just going to get a little harder. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to make money or cash. You are. It's just going to require a little more work, okay? No one said this is going to be easy for anybody. You understand? And you got to be able to, you know, not only rejoice in a market that does nothing but go straight up, but you have to understand where opportunities are when it goes down. And that's exactly what I'm doing in my lines here too. This is nothing. You want another flash? Look at that, man. Look at this trend. I mean, this is a year of the S&P 500. But again, look, the hype, the nonsense from the CNBCs, the Bloombergs, the Fox Business, the people out here calling for an emergency rate cut from the Fed, they're deluded, they're deranged. They have no idea. Look, I don't know how to say this another way. It's just too stupid to be stupid here, honestly. So with regard to the Nikkei, how about this? You know, we had a massive sell-off, and now we get a record single-day jump in points, and shorts are getting decimated. Decimated. You see, look, people don't understand is, well, why did this happen? The market is a forward-looking entity. If you are living in the moment trying to capitalize on what the moment is, market is doing in the moment, you're going to lose. And that's what's going on here, too. Look at this. This is from this morning. The S&P 500 put option volume hit a record on Monday. You know what's going to happen to these people? They're going to get decimated. I'm going to tell you right now. Greg Mannarino is not at all in the business of calling tops and bottoms, but when you see something like this, record put option, this is a tell that we are very close to the bottom, because these people, what they're going to end up having to do is cover their positions, and that's going to put a big boost under the market, they're going to get decimated. Some of these people are going to lose more than they've invested, depending on how they structured their trade. And this hurts me. This bothers me because I wish these people would follow this blog, because these people would be doing a lot better off than they are now. But these people need to learn the hard way. Most people need to learn the hard way. Now let's talk about this game changer in my view with regard to what Donald Trump just said. Okay. For those of you that either love Donald Trump or hate him, and it seems pretty 50-50 split down the middle, I can tell you one thing that Donald Trump knows how to do, and I'm going to give him credit where credit's due. Donald Trump knows how to make his friends wealthy. That's the truth. Donald Trump made a statement that it probably went under the radar for most, but not you. So let's cover what this guy said recently. He's talking about Bitcoin here. Okay, the crypto president, the Bitcoin president. And again, I want to give him kudos for that too. I am a Bitcoin advocate. I am a crypto advocate. You all know that. Probably of a pretty high order here. So we know what Donald Trump said recently. He said, never sell your Bitcoin. Donald Trump said people should never sell their Bitcoin because he's planning on, if he is selected, or he's saying elected, okay, as president here, that he's going to make some dramatic move. So this is what he went on to say. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. If elected, he knows it's a selection. If you learned anything from the last selection, okay, he knows that's true. It will be the policy of my administration, he already said this, but listen to how it carries on, to keep 100% of all the Bitcoin the U.S. government currently holds. Let that sink in. All the Bitcoin, the 100% of what the U.S. government currently holds or acquires in the future. People, look, if in fact Donald Trump is selected again as president here, I cannot tell you, and I'm going to say it again, which I've been telling you already, what this means for the crypto space. And he's admitting that the government already holds it. Now, the government, is that the U.S. Treasury he's talking about? Or is he talking about the Federal Reserve, who actually is the government, and he knows that? So, look, either way, in Greg Mannarino's opinion, we can't lose, okay? If we understand, look, gaze upon this one more time. This trend of the S&P 500 or the broader market, in my opinion, is going to continue here until it doesn't. And until it doesn't, we don't have to guess here, okay? We got the MMRI. I do not have a screenshot from this morning. Link in the description of this video if you want to look at the MMRI here. Okay. Who's buying all that debt? Again, mortgage rates just hit a one-year low, but the Fed's not cutting rates yet. They're not cutting rates. So let me see. If the Fed's not cutting rates, but mortgage rates just fell to a one-year low, though, who's cutting rates here? The Fed's buying it all. Okay. They didn't make the announcement yet, but they're in here buying it all right now. And when the Fed does make their announcement, first of all, we're going to see a phenomenon occur. I believe when the announcement is made, so keep some powder dry here, my lions, when the announcement is made, whether it's next month, the month after, that's coming, okay, and then we're going to get a series of cuts, okay. I expect the market to take a hit at first, and what are you going to do? You are going to pounce on it like the lion you are, you understand? More opportunity for us across the board. As long as the Fed and central banks collectively are buying it all, what do you want to do? What are you going to do? You going to sit back in some corner and suck your thumb, maybe behind my Les Paul over there? That's a nice guitar, but I don't think you want to be sucking your thumb behind it, okay? You're going to be taking action like Greg Mannarino is, because we are freaking lions. You understand? That's what we do. We look for opportunity and we pounce, just like this freaking thing. And let me tell you something. This right here, this record put volume, record amount of people betting against the market, this should tell you something. And if it don't, you need to reevaluate yourself here, people. Nobody out here has got your back more than this guy, okay? Fact. And where's the proof of it? If you've been with me for years, well, there you go. Okay, ask anybody who's been with me. You're all doing phenomenal here, and it's just not going to stop. So anyway, before we move forward, what do you think about this comment here from President Trump here? The Bitcoin the government currently holds. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's just beautiful. Anyway, look, regardless of what happens here, even if Trump is not selected and we get the lovely Kamala, it's not going to really change anything, sure. The crypto space is going to be very unhappy. I can promise you that. And it will probably take a hit. But gauging upon two dynamics and two only, again, this may be above the pay grade of some people, some Bitcoin haters, because you refuse to see the truth. Okay, the truth is this stuff's going up, and it's going up much more. Let's say the lovely Kamala is selected here. Sure, Bitcoin will take a hit, but do you think that's going to change the long-term outlook, being that the market cap of crypto overall, the overall value, is right now about the size of one DAO component? And the fact that it's so, it's not held. It's not held widely at all. So few people hold it. The space, the growth in this space is astronomical. And it really is, okay? But if Trump is selected, it's just going to make, it'll make our life a little easier. Those of us who understand the crypto space. Now, with regard to everything else, if you and I understand that we are going to see debts and deficits hyperballoon beyond your wildest dreams, we're going to see currency devaluation again beyond your wildest dreams. Greg's economic plan, which I laid out for you yesterday, and all of you know what it is already, subscribe to my free newsletter. This would work, and it would be a bottom-up revolution for the economy here in the United States. Ain't going to happen, okay? You got Kamala and Trump both pushing the same scam. That is, that trickle-down economics is the way to go. It is not the way to go. How do we know that? Look around you, okay? Not just here in the United States, around the world. All of you know what I'm talking about. But the promise here that we're going to get more trickle-down and that warm feeling down your back and neck here, more likely you getting urinated on, is also a promise to prop up this stock market and make the Fed way stronger than it is. You know how this works. The more debt that a central bank, in this case, is allowed to issue or is called upon to issue, when you hear Kamala, Trump, making their promises to you that, oh yeah, I promise you, it's going to be easier for you to get yourself into more debt. We're going to make sure rates are lower. And we're going to make sure the currency is weaker too. You're getting urinated on. Do you know that? And you're swallowing some of it too, right down your freaking face. But again, this is a boost for the market and it makes the Fed exponentially stronger. Again, the Fed just can't just buy a magic wand or by decree lower rates here, which they're buying it all right now. They're going to do a lot more no matter who gets selected behind the Resolute desk. And more debt. More currency devaluation, that weaker dollar, it is massively stock market positive. Do you see what I'm talking about here? I hope you do. And I know you do if you're one of my lions. So you're laughing. You're laughing because it's too freaking easy. Too freaking easy. Anyway, look, that's where we stand right now, everyone. And this is awesome. Isn't this epic? Wow, man. I feel bad for what's going to happen to people moving forward, but they got to learn the hard way. They got to learn the hard freaking way. Just like these people who were betting against the Nikkei yesterday, they got melted. They got absolutely destroyed. Why did the Nikkei put on a record? Because these people had to cover their short positions. You see what I'm talking about? Do you see how simple this is? It requires duh. This guy loves you from the heart, people. I mean that with all I got. So, with that said, today is the day. You know what today is the day for? That you and me are going to look for yet another opportunity to make a positive difference in this twisted world that we have here. And it's going down the toilet. And we're being pushed into more war, death, pain, suffering, World War III. This one world government, central banks around the world here who are the actual government. But you know what? We're going to make the best of it. What else can I tell you? All right, look, that's it. People, if you got something out of this video, I want to hear from you. All right? Let me know. Greg, you know what? You're on target. Or Greg, you know what? You're so wrong. You're so wrong. And these are the reasons why you're wrong. Let me know, okay? Because you all know. Even those of you that think I'm wrong, you know that in your heart, your gut feeling, your God-given intellect is telling you that Greg Mannarino is right. Anyway, I got your back, man. No matter what. If you are either for us Lions or you are against us Lions, I want to help you. We, this pride of Lions here, we want to help everyone, and that's how we're making a positive difference in the world. And you can do that, again, I think, by sharing these videos. Let people hear this stuff, because I can't imagine where you're going to hear it from anywhere else. Anyway, look, as I said, we got this. We got this upside down, backwards, and sideways, people. Period. The freaking end. You understand? All right, look, with that said, I love you all from the heart with all I got. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream, okay? And I really do hope to see you there, because we're going to have even more stuff to talk about. It's going to be beautiful. See ya.